When you got born again, I didn't leave you. I didn't leave you empty. I gave you everything you need. I made you like me, and I've given you what I will do in written form. You can read, you can write. I wrote it down because I knew how to communicate with human beings. I knew how to communicate with man. So I wrote it in this book called the Bible. It's my word. And everything in here I said, I'll do exactly what I said. So you just do it. You don't have to try to handle this. You don't have to try to do anything with the devil. I told you what to do when he messed with you. You rebuke him. You resist him. You cast him out. But I'm going to take care of him. Ain't that good? That's not your problem. That's not your situation. I created him. You didn't do it. Huh? But here's how you walk victorious in your lifespan on this earth. Walk with me. How? By walking in love. Now, look how wise and intelligent God is. And he wants you to be the same way he is. He didn't make this complicated. But religious thinking, natural thinking, human thinking, devil thinking, complicate stuff. But he didn't do it. Because he said, as he is, didn't he say it? So are we. Where? In this world. Now look what God did. Let me listen. This is so good. John 3:16, never looked at it this way. John 3:16. See, what we need to do is get rid of some words that's detrimental, unprofitable to us. And we need to make a note of it and eliminate it, because these things God didn't say. Okay? Y'all hearing me tonight? All right. Now watch. It says what? You can quote it like I can, but let's read it. For God so loved the world that he did what? Gave his only begotten son, that whosoever what? Believeth in him should not perish. Do you know what perish mean? It means to be done away with, gone. Can't find you. Should not what? Perish, but have what? Have what kind of life? How long is everlasting? How long? Have everlasting life. Now watch this. The first part of that verse says, for God so loved the world that he gave what? His only begotten son. Well, if he gave his only begotten son, whether it's his second best, third best, 24th best, 25th or 75th best, which one? Ever his very best, number one. He didn't have nothing else left. Are you in the house? He didn't have anything else left that was better than what he gave. Are you hearing me tonight? For God, and look what this is what the Lord said to me. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. He said, if I can love the world, you can too. There's not a person you can't love, because I love the world. I gave my best. You and I put my love in you. You can love too. Isn't that something? So you don't have to go around and turn your nose up at somebody because their skin color is different from yours and all that kind of stuff. Love don't do that. Love will change you. Love will call you to change. Won't it? Love will call you to change your action. Love will call you to do different from what you've been doing. Love will call you to respond. You won't walk around full of hate, full of strife, ill will, and all the bitterness and all this kind of stuff. No, love will cover. Love will take no account. Woo! Isn't that something? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. If he loved the world and he gave you his love, gave me his love, and then he even told us how to grow in love. Kind of jumping ahead of myself. Just a little bit. Galatians 5:23. Let me make sure. Galatians. Let me get there. I didn't have this one in my notes. I'll come in to it later on, I'm sure. But let me see. Let me get there. Galatians 5. Let me make sure. I knew it. He even told us. And look what he said in Galatians 5:22. And you might notice, but the fruit of the Spirit, and the translator capitalized that, and it will lead you to think he's talking about the Holy Spirit, but that's not true, because the Holy Spirit don't have no fruits. Fruit, what I mean by that, you can't grow him. Fruits is something that grows. Am I right? Come on, talk to me now. So they capitalize that, and that will lead you to think he's talking about the Holy Spirit, but he's talking about human spirit. But the fruit of, now watch, this is, so you're born again, this is what ought to be developing, you growing in you. You, me, us. But the fruit of the Spirit is what? First one is love. No, love is number one, because if love is not there, nothing else will work. Your faith won't work. Your prayer won't work. Nothing works. God is love. Without God, you got nothing. I'm right here. And I'm going to switch over to the King James. I'm right here. If you can get there, I'm not going to stay here long, but I just want to show you.